No, I don't think so, Sean. I think what the governor signed, as I did, was something that would that opposes a state income tax, that opposes increasing the sales tax. What we did during the budget, we did increase the charge on a pack of cigarettes, but that's, in my opinion, a fee, a user fee. It costs us, it costs the taxpayers billions of dollars over the last 10 years to take care of those individuals who use tobacco products, and many of them don't have insurance or have very little. I don't believe that is something that would violate the tax pledge. Somebody has to pay for the medical expenses of others who use tobacco products, and I don't believe it should be the non-smokers, and I don't believe it should be those who are the citizens of the state of Florida. I think the governor may feel the same. The fee increases that that were also increased are on an individual getting their license renewed or getting their tag renewed each year or the purchasing of a new car with title. Those are fees as well. Those are user fees that have to be gotten for the purpose of keeping the Department of Highway Safety Motor Vehicle going. Without those fees, they would probably close down and no one would be there to issue license tags or license plates and other services that they provide. I don't believe that signing that pledge in any way would hurt the governor if he were to approve the budget.
And Senator Fasano, the chair of the Florida Transportation Commission, sent a letter to Governor Crist on Wednesday urging him to veto the sweep of over $120 million from the State Transportation Trust Fund. As head of the Senate's Transportation and Economic Development Budget Committee, do you think that Crist should veto that part of the budget? And if you do, why?
Well, one is I hope the governor will look at it closely. Sean, as you and others know, I have been, along with all of the Senate, an advocate in protecting those trust funds. For every $100 that is swept out of the Transportation Trust Fund, almost $600 million of projects are deferred for many years to down the road. I'm not going to encourage the governor to veto anything or not veto anything in regards to the sweep, but I hope he'll take a good look at it because I believe those dollars are there for the sole purpose of road projects. They're gotten from from taxes that are imposed on people who purchase a gallon of gasoline, and they are directed into that trust fund for building roads, widening roads, resurfacing roads, and refurbishing bridges. And in my opinion, we should not be sweeping those dollars out for other purposes. I don't disagree with the Transportation Commission has done, and of course, the final decision will be up to the governor.